Jesse Corcoran Podcast. With a flash out of Fordham, they knocked in runs and scored them. The Gas House Gang was full of fight and nerve. The Redbirds were the rage, the wild horse of the Osage, and Paul and Dizzy were keeping them busy with heat and curves. I'm talking baseball, Hornsby, Haynes, and Ripper, Cardinal baseball. Leo was the Lipper, Ducky, Country, Red, Karowski, too. And Slatsy had that golden glove of blue. Talking baseball, baseball in St. Louis. With that man, no one could match him. Mort pitching, Walker catching. St. Louis was another Cooperstown. Rookies of the year, Bill and Wally started here. Brock on the run, the Cardinals won and were pennant bound. I'm talking baseball. Javier and Carlton, Cardinals baseball. Billy White and Washburn, Boyer, Grote, and Kurt McCarver too. Cepeda was an MVP, it's true. We're talking baseball, baseball in St. Louis. Now this town on the Mississippi is handy with the blues. Suda had this nasty splitter, Big John Mize, what a hitter. Gibson, what a strikeout spree. Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee. Well, the Cardinals have tradition, and each year they have a mission to end up in the Classic in the fall. Tony will not let them down, though Izzy's not around. They're gonna be super with Wainwright and Looper, so let's play ball. I'm talking baseball. Molina, Dave, and Scott, Cardinals baseball. Chris Carpenter's red hot, Weaver, Juan, and Duncan. Johnny, Jim, and Albert coming through. Talking baseball, baseball in St. Louis. Cardinals baseball, baseball in St. Louis.
Stand the man, stand the man, stand the man.
I'm talking baseball, baseball. The Redbirds have
the man,
team.
The man, the man.
Talk baseball.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Friday, October 7th, 2022, 32 days until you know what. How you doing, kids? You're at jcontheline.com. That was an updated version of Baseball in St. Louis. If you're thinking to yourself, that didn't sound like the song that I remember. Yeah, he came along years later and said, you know, I'm just going to go around the entire Major League Baseball list of teams and update everybody's song, because he basically did one song for every city. That's what a lot of people don't know. So, like, he did a Cubs one, and he did a, you know, a Dodgers one and everything like that. So a couple of years ago, he figured, well, let's update things with names that are a little more present, shall we say. I've talked about this before, and it is a little bit jarring for those of us who are a certain age. But, you know, you go to Busch Stadium today, and you look around, and in the crowd, you will see lots of 20 and 30-year-olds who never saw Ozzie Smith play. So think about it. If you were, let's just say you started going to baseball games when you were 10 years old. All right, so Ozzy retired in what, 96, 06, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22. So that's 26 years ago. So somebody who's 26 years old right now was zero when Ozzie Smith played for the Cardinals the last time. So it's not an absolute science here that we're dealing with, but let's just, like I said, you start going to baseball games when you're 5 or 6 years old. So you've got to be at least 30, 35 years old to have had any recollection of Ozzie Smith. And that is that's really fucking disturbing, okay? So it probably was a good idea to have the song updated. It'll be nice at the ballpark this afternoon, but it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold for the game Saturday night and Sunday. And again, this is one of these hazards of doing a podcast because it's not live radio. And so somebody could be listening to this on Sunday and thinking, why is he talking about baseball games that are over with already? It's just one of those hazards, like I said. But we do a lot of stuff here on the podcast that is catered toward the people who listen, you know, about the time that I post the darn thing at about 7 o'clock in the morning. Anyhow, like I said, it's fine out there this afternoon because it's daytime. Tomorrow night, a freeze warning for northwest of St. Louis. So you have to start getting up around Kirksville and stuff like that, but it's too damn close. And a frost alert for everybody. So if you got plants that you don't want to die, you got to cover them. And by the way, you can't cover them with plastic, from what I understand. I mean, you can, but apparently that's not good for the plant. You have to cover it with something that breathes, like a bed sheet or something like that. So keep that in mind. Now, as far as the game is concerned, I like this idea of starting Quintana. I think that's a good idea because now you're separating the lefties because Quintana goes today and then Miles Michaelis tomorrow night. And then if a game three is necessary, now you come back with another lefty. I think that's a good strategy. They say in the playoffs, you know, because it's a completely different ball game that you're playing now here for the next 2 or 3 days and then presumably on to the next rounds. But, you know, you got to play for the long haul. You got to play for the long haul during the season. And then when the season's over, it becomes a completely different game. Now you're just playing for that win that day. You don't really do too much looking forward other than scheduling starting pitchers. But you win right now. It's all about the here and the now and the present because, you know, when you get towards, you know, the end of the weekend, there is no tomorrow. The big guys got to come up big. No question about it. We better be hearing the names Goldschmidt, Arenado, and Pujols. We better be hearing those names a lot because your good players have to be good during the playoffs. And then you need somebody to come up big. You need somebody to come up big. And I don't necessarily mean you got to have a David Freese come up big because how often does that happen? You know, maybe once in a couple of lifetimes. But somebody like a, you know, I would look towards Tommy Edman. You know, you just look at Tommy Edman. Somebody like that comes up big, you know, hits a couple of triples, knocks in, you know, 7 or 8 runs. You know, just somebody who you're sitting there going, yeah, so everybody's concentrating on Goldschmidt and Pujols and Arenado, and then Tommy Edman, you know, bounces one off the center field wall for a triple. So those are some things to watch for, but I really like this idea of starting Quintana. I think that's a great idea. I'm like everybody else. I'm like a 35-year-old manager who's never managed before, and he's taking this team, and you're trying to win a World Series. Who the hell is Ollie Marmol? You know, you're just thinking to yourself. I think that's normal human reaction, and it helps obviously when you have great players. And Albert sort of, you know, redefining what you can do at 42 years old, and I think he's probably older than that. Oh, by the way, Laura Hediger on Channel 4 has pointed out that the traffic may get really, really bad late this morning. So watch out. And she thinks it's because there will be a lot of cars descending on Busch Stadium. Thank you, because I wouldn't have thought of that, Laura. Thank you very much. And we start with the 3-game wild card series. It used to be 1 game. Now it's 3. We're going to be playing baseball at Christmas. But again, if you are lucky enough to have tickets for the game tomorrow night, and if a game 3 is necessary on Sunday night, you better start picking out your winter stuff because it is going to be cold out there. You know, during the regular season, the press gets to sit in the press box, thus the name, okay? When the playoffs come, all of the local media is pushed out into an area that they basically cordon off in the right field corner up in the upper deck, up in the terrace, up by the foul pole in right field. It's outside. And I'm going to tell you something. You haven't been cold until you've sat up there with the temperature in the low 40s and the wind blowing about 60 miles an hour. All the network hotshots get to sit in the press box and, you know, all the local guys, all of us who cover the team and come, a lot of these guys go to the game every single night. 81 games at home during the course of the season. Time for the playoffs. Right field foul pole, sucker. You messed up. You trusted us. So hopefully when we reconvene on Monday morning, we are talking about moving on to the next round. Nothing new on the Tony La Russa situation, as I have pointed out in previous podcasts and also stuff that we put up on Facebook. I do not believe, I have reason, let's put it this way, I have very, very extremely strong reason to believe that we are not being told the honest truth about the severity of Tony La Russa's health situation right now. But it's not for me to say what the La Russa family wants to do and how they want to do it. Speaking of weather cooperating, and again, it's beautiful during the day. Temperatures in the 60s all weekend long. It's just at night that it's going to get very, very cold. Best of Missouri Market at the Missouri Botanical Gardens going up this weekend. Also, the Belleville Chili cook-off. Those things are always fun, and this is the time of year for the chili. I was very, very saddened to hear that Judy Tenuta passed away. She apparently had a long battle with cancer. She was 72, the petite flower. If you don't know who Judy Tenuta is, back in the primarily the 80s, the petite flower would show up on David Letterman or, you know, comedy specials or HBO or whatever. And she had a very, shall we say, eccentric look, and she had an accordion. And a little known fact for people who live outside of the Chicago area, she grew up just a hop, skip, and a jump away from John Prine. This was in a little suburb, sort of like a Wildwood. That's a little fancy. Let's see, Maywood. What's the equivalent of, you know, like going to Oakville in South County, or maybe Webster or something like that. Anyhow, it's a suburb of Chicago as you start getting out towards O'Hare Airport. Anyhow, John Prine and Judy Tenuta grew up as basically neighbors. Slightly different acts, I think you'd agree. Judy was married to Emo Phillips. They split up, but apparently remained friends. Like I said, she's had cancer for quite a while and passed away yesterday. Had her on the show a number of times, met her a number of times. She was an acquired taste, but she was very, very nice. Keep wondering where this Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith thing is going. Well, Jada is writing a no-holds-barred memoir that's going to cover her unconventional upbringing through her complicated marriage to Will Smith and beyond. It's going to come out next year. The first trailer for Super Mario Brothers dropped yesterday. Chris Pratt plays the character without an accent. The movie also stars Charlie Day as Luigi. Jack Black is in it. Anya Taylor-Joy from The Queen's Gambit is in it. Also, Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Miss Texas, Rabani Gabriel. This is an R with an apostrophe and a capital B-O-N-N-Y-E-Y. That's not a name. Rabani or Urbani. I don't know. Anyhow, she won the Miss USA pageant earlier this week, but the other contestants think it was fixed. None of them even congratulated her when she won. They just walked off the stage. The fix was in. Well, it is Texas. That's one of those states that likes to fuck with elections. Can't remember the last time I've done a Justin Bieber story, but it is interesting. So, some of these young singers are coming down with really, really serious afflictions. You know, like Selena Gomez had she was really, really sick there for a while. Well, now it turns out that Justin Bieber is suffering from something called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, and it's caused one whole side of his face to be paralyzed. What else we got here? Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, John David Washington lead an all-star cast. of the mystery comedy Amsterdam. I was supposed to see that the other night, and as I started perusing the internet for information about the movie, I couldn't find anybody that had seen it already that had anything good to say about it. Now, they have some drip on Channel 2 on their midday show with that black chick who won't shut up. Anyhow, they had her on, and she's like four out of five stars. Oh, man. Movie reviews, folks, are dependent upon the degree of trust you have in the integrity of the person doing the review. Today on Apple TV Plus, the second season premiere of The Problem with Jon Stewart. Also, today on HBO Max, second season premiere of Batman, The Audio Adventures. Jeffrey Wright as Batman, Rosario Dawson as Catwoman, Bobby Moynihan as the Penguin, Kenan Thompson as Commissioner Gordon. Saturday Night Live this weekend, Brendan Gleeson, good actor. Then you got Sunday Night Football, Baltimore hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Tonight, Friday night, Mike Myers on with Jimmy Fallon. Bill Maher has Caddy Kay, the British reporter for the BBC. Also, Chris Wallace, who has been given a new show on CNN, and Chris Christie, former governor. Prince Harry, Elton John, Elizabeth Hurley, and a bunch of other British celebrities are suing the Daily Mail, that is the newspaper and website, for gross breaches of privacy. They said they were bugging their apartments and their cars, getting private medical information and just gross stuff like that. John Waters directing his first movie in 18 years. It's called Liar Mouth, and it's based on his own novel of the same name. He's also writing the script. Mindy Kaling's adult animated series Velma released a teaser and the rest of the voice cast for the Scooby-Doo gang. It'll hit HBO Max sometime this year. Inside Amy Schumer. Let me just tell you something. That show, when it ran a couple of years ago, was as well written and performed as anything I've seen on television in a very, very long time. My God, was the writing good on that show. And they really are so sharp and really hip about things. They did a thing, a spoof of an Aaron Sorkin type show, and it was absolutely brilliant. They did a takeoff on Friday Night Lights, which was sensational. It's been off the air for a couple of years now, and season 5 is going to be coming out soon. The trailer is on the internet if you poke around a little bit. And Kamala Harris is going to do Late Night with Seth Meyers on Monday. It'll be her first late night appearance as vice president. They got to do something with her. Democratic Party's got to figure out what's the problem with Kamala Harris. I think it's now a majority of Democrats are appreciative, shall we say, of the job that Joe Biden is doing, especially lately. And now he's going to decriminalize pot. It sure looks like it. Going to take it off that. Right now, marijuana is in the same category as far as law enforcement is concerned and the judicial system, in the same category as heroin and LSD and stuff like that. And about 6,500 people who are in prison because of simple marijuana possession charges are going to be set free. And it's about goddamn time. Marissa Tomei, Tara Reid, and Elizabeth Berkley were all considered for the role of Penny on The Big Bang Theory before Kaley Cuoco got the part. And if you're thinking to yourself, wow, that's a pretty impressive list of people that they had there. How the hell did Kaley Cuoco get the part? And it might have been for fake boobs, because she said, she wasn't getting any attention from anybody, and she got the boobs put in, and all of a sudden, she started getting roles. I had a friend back in the 80s who was a model in St. Louis, and she told me the same thing. It's like she was thin, very attractive, but not getting the amount of work that she thought she should. So she got some fake boobs put in, and the phone never stopped ringing. And she was getting a lot of like swimsuit and lingerie work then too, which she had never gotten before. It was 1984 on this day, 38 years ago. And my sister was living in one of those condos on Lakeshore Drive. And she said, I got two tickets like on the 40-yard line for the Bears game against the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Do you want them? And I said, are you kidding? Yes. You know why? Because Walter Payton, Sweetness, was probably on that day in that game going to break Jim Brown's all-time rushing record of 12,312 yards. So that was my, again, this is 1984. I had just hit St. Louis earlier that year, and so I grabbed the first girlfriend I had in St. Louis, Angie from Cahokia, Illinois. I grabbed Angie, and we drove all the way to Chicago. We went to the game. We left, I would say probably midway through the third quarter. You know why? Because we had to drive back to my sister's condo, because later that afternoon, the Chicago Cubs were facing the San Diego Padres. That was the famous Leon Durham, oops, where'd the ball go game. And the Cubs were eliminated, and it broke everybody's hearts because everybody thought that was going to be the team that was going to go finally go to the World Series. And it was like, man, we're cursed, man. We're cursed. But I got to see the game. We drove all night back to St. Louis because Angie had to go to work on Monday morning. And it was like, fuck this. Ted Danson married Mary Steenburgen on this day 27 years ago today, 1995. Their 27th anniversary today. And you may remember this back in 1985 when Palestinian gunmen hijacked an Italian cruise ship called the Achille Lauro, with more than 400 people aboard. 69-year-old American passenger Leon Klinghoffer was killed when he was thrown overboard while sitting in his wheelchair. The four terrorists surrendered 3 days later on October 10th. Here is what you don't know. Leon Klinghoffer was from the very, very well-to-do northern Chicago suburbs, a little area called Lincolnshire, which is where my aunt and uncle lived. And they knew him, and apparently he was such a prick, he was such an a-hole, that people were laughing at it going, man, if the terrorists needed any help pushing him overboard, that would have been a very, very long line. And you feel bad for somebody in a wheelchair generally, but just because you're disabled does not mean you can't be a prick also. And apparently he was. All right, birthdays for Friday. Brie Olsen, 36. Charlie Sheen's head goddess. And I do mean head. 36 today. Toni Braxton, 55. Simon Cowell, 63. Yo-Yo Ma. Cello virtuoso, 67. Sometimes your mouth doesn't work. Vladimir Putin. Oh, boy, now a celebrity here. He's a celebrity along with Yo-Yo Ma and Simon Cowell. 70 today. John Mellencamp, 71. Oliver North, 79. Joy Behar from The View is 80. Birthdays on Saturday. Bella Thorne, 25. Angus T. Jones, the little boy on Two and a Half Men, is 29. Bruno Mars, quite the entertainer, 37. Nick Cannon, zip it up, buddy, 42. Matt Damon, 52. Daryl Hammond, formerly of Saturday Night Live and a great friend of the show. He's been in the studio with us many times. He's a great guy. Even taking into consideration, he's messed up, and he'd be the first one to tell you that. He's suffered from, I guess, sort of like a combination of depression and bipolar and stuff like that. He used to be sitting back in his dressing room. This is, again, live TV, Saturday night. He's sitting back in his dressing room, like, cutting himself and stuff. You'll never meet a nicer guy. And he was so appreciative of the fact that, this was years ago, he came into town and was doing one of the comedy clubs or something, concert somewhere. And we arranged to have him throw out the first pitch at a Cardinal game, and he just was beside himself. He couldn't believe he did that. And he said when he traveled with the Cardinal hat and the ball in his travel bag. Anyhow, Daryl Hammond, 67. Sigourney Weaver, 73. Chevy Chase, 79. Jesse Jackson, boy, he didn't look good the last time I saw him, at 81. Paul Hogan from Crocodile Dundee, 83. John Lennon would have had a birthday today. Sean Lennon is 47, his son. Scott Bakula, terrific guy and a great St. Louis family. Scott is 68 today. John O'Hurley Peterman from Seinfeld, 68. Tony Shalhoub Monk is 69. Sharon Osbourne, 70. Jackson Browne, 74. And it would have been the birthday of John Entwistle, the bassist for The Who was born on this date, 1944. I think a lot of you will recognize the name John Grayson. For years, he did the All Night Show on KMOX. One of those things, you know, you'd be up in the middle of the night, can't sleep, whatever. You just turn on the radio, and there he'd be. And he was the first guy I ever heard who did the all-night show like it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Normally, if you're doing the all-night show, it's like, the Prince of Darkness is on the air. And Grayson's like, hey, it's 2:15 a.m. How you doing? I never heard anybody do that before. So very, very talented guy. And then he jumped over to the other AM talk station for a while. And he lives and works in Kansas City now. And really, really a good talk show host. I got a call from him the other day. We know each other. And he said, I'm in Florida. I'm about half an hour, 45 minutes away. Me and my wife, Jen, you want to get together for a drink. So that's what I did last night. And just probably 2 hours of tremendous conversation and a lot of laughs, just a lot of laughs. And something I did not know about John is that he's a space boy. And when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, apps on his phone and stuff like that that'll tell you where the planets are. And one of the things that happened last night is while we're sitting there, and again, you're sitting basically on the edge of the water, which means that there's not a lot of light, which also means that the visibility at night is just fantastic. So you're sitting there and his alarm went off and we went running off to the side, and there went right over the top of us a Chinese satellite. And then about 15 minutes later, he's like, oh, we got to look at this. And the International Space Station went right over the top of us and we got a tremendous look at it. And you've heard me talk about this before. It just sort of harkens back to when I was, oh, you know, like literally 4 or 5 years old, my dad would wake me up in the middle of the night. We'd go sit on the front porch and watch Sputnik go over. But John and his wife, Jen, tremendous company last night, and it was great to see them. I'd like to do a little science news on Friday. A study at the University of Michigan simulated the impact of the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs and found it caused a mile-high global tsunami. Within 48 hours, the wave had decimated every coastline on Earth. Now, you're talking about a storm surge, Hurricane Ian, that was considered huge at, oh, you know, maybe 20 feet. Now, think of what it would be like to have that storm surge a mile high. That would get your attention. We have bug news today. A team in Scotland built an AI machine, artificial intelligence, that can spot cockroaches and kill them with a laser. They've also got one that zaps mosquitoes. Hand it over. Researchers at the University of California think we could find life on other planets by looking for nitrous oxide, otherwise known as laughing gas. A lot of it comes from fecal matter, so if a planet has a ton of nitrous, there's probably life there. Or we could just point the microphones in the direction of outer space and try to hear somebody laughing. In other news from outer space, SpaceX sent 3 more astronauts and a cosmonaut to the space station Wednesday. One of the astronauts has been in space 4 times before. The rest are newbies. We have Harry Potter news that has somehow ended up in the science file. A futuristic clothing company based in the UK says they're only a few years away from making a real-life invisibility cloak. We have Terminator news here today. An outfit called Boston Dynamics promised to never weaponize those scary robot dogs that they make. You know, you've seen these things on the news, and it's an electronic dog, basically. Meanwhile, China did exactly that. They did weaponize the dogs, came up with a way to drop them from drones. Oh, good. I'm sitting there last night watching the Chinese satellite go right over the top of us, and they could have dropped robot dogs on me. And finally, most of this year's Nobel Prizes were announced this week. The Nobel Peace Prize was set to be announced early this morning. The winner for economics won't be revealed until Monday. There's a new study out that claims drinkers may be less likely to develop dementia. Last month, a man's backpack was robbed in New York City, and it's notable because he said he had $100,000 cash in the backpack. The victim says he's a construction worker who had just cashed a workman's compensation settlement check. The police are investigating. Something doesn't smell right here. A guy in Milwaukee keeps getting swatted. Now, swatted is, it comes from the term SWAT, which are those police details that come in when there's some sort of hostage situation or just some sort of major crime going in, and these guys can climb buildings and all. You know what a SWAT team is. And a guy in Milwaukee keeps getting swatted because this is what people do. They call the police and they say that something is happening at this address that's your house, you know, somebody's jerking you, and all of a sudden all these police cars and everything end up in your front lawn, and there's guys climbing your house, and it turns out the whole thing is phony because somebody pulled a prank on you. So this guy in Milwaukee keeps getting swatted because in 2018 he tweeted that he did not personally find Norm McDonald funny. Somebody in Milwaukee took exception to that, and this has now happened 6 times in the last 2 years, including 4 times in the last 3 months. Don't mess with Norm. The Museum of Bread in Germany has 16,000 artifacts related to the history of bread, but no bread. I would axe for my money back. And as we pointed out a moment ago, Russian President Vladimir Putin turned 70 today. What do you get for the man who invades everything? And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Friday, October 7th, 2022 is in the can. 32 days until the big-ass clusterfuck known as the midterms. And if you like those, stick around another 2 years for the end of civilization as we've known it in this country. There's a real pick-me-up for the weekend, huh? All right, if you miss a podcast, don't worry. We archive everything right here. We're absolutely free every Monday through Friday, just after 7 o'clock. You can email me, jc at jconline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Go Cards! And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.